Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. We're coming to you live from the OpenStack Summit in Vancouver. I'm Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to be with Maury Whalen from our Software and Services Group. Welcome, Maury.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So this is your first time on Chip Chat, so why don't you just describe for the audience what your scope of focus is at Intel and why you find yourself at the OpenStack Summit today?
So I'm Maury Whalen. I work in the Open Source Technology Center, and I manage a team that does a lot of Linux kernel development to make sure that our platforms are enabled upstream. This enables other critical stakeholders, critical partners to actually use the code that we've put upstream to then make products. Part of my team also does virtualization technology. Mm-hmm. So just like we're doing CPU and chipset enabling, we also make sure that our virtualization technology and our platform is enabled upstream, predominantly in two projects, Xen and KVM. We also, last year, started doing another project on graphics virtualization. So definitely we're seeing more and more usages with virtualization technology. Mm-hmm. I have a team that does OpenStack development. OpenStack development is extremely important to Intel to make sure that we have an open solution for customers doing private enterprise. Mm-hmm. I like to tell people that if Intel makes a certain platform, then I need to make sure that Linux runs best on that platform. The other group that I have is Clear Linux for Intel Architecture. It's a lightweight Linux distribution, and it's really to show off Intel hardware.
What is unique about open source software innovation, and what distinct value does it bring in your perspective in terms of driving faster, broader innovation?
I think I'd have to say one of the most unique things about open source development, it's done in a collaborative effort, and collaborative effort done upstream with people that are around the world. So when we put a piece of code out there, it's there for the world to see, it's there for the world to comment on, to improve, to optimize, and that's some of the rapid innovation that happens, is somebody might see a piece of code and say, hey, this is great, but they might give something back that makes it even better. Something else that I think is a strategic asset to Intel, if we are developing code and we're putting Intel's stamp on it, it better have the quality that we actually want.
Sure.
I like to think that we do develop quality code that makes products that are running on Intel architecture even that much better.
What are the key things that people may not think about in terms of how code is optimized for the underlying hardware characteristics? And why is this so important to the end experience with that code?
You know, you have the piece of hardware at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And then when you're in the operating system, we need to make sure that the features are enabled in the operating system. And then those features need to be carried up into OpenStack. We need to be working every single one of those layers to make sure that things are performant and optimized. Otherwise, by the time you get it and you're running it in an OpenStack environment, your performance is not going to be what you want it to be. You might have latency problems. Power might not be optimized. In each one of those phases, we need to make sure that we are doing engineering that actually gives that benefit.
OpenStack as a community has been 4 years in the making. Seems like it's moving pretty quick, even for an open source initiative. And what do you think is unique about OpenStack, or something that is surprising about how this organization has come together and the community has really built around a core common foundation?
It's probably one of the largest open source projects today that happened in such a short period of time. It's not without its challenges. When you bring that many people together and all of a sudden you're trying to create something that is a bunch of components and not one product, I think we are suffering a little bit from I would call it a my agenda, mm-hmm. where people and companies that are contributing have their agenda to it. We still, as an OpenStack community, have a little ways to go to make sure that creating an OpenStack product is actually getting more gel and glue together. Intel has a lot to provide here. We have been working in open source for over 15 years, and we do bring a lot of expertise in how to assemble a community, how to make sure that things are hardened, how to make sure that, hey, you know, you might want to do these features, but let's do bug fixes instead because that's more of a priority.
When you talk to end customers, What do you hear from them in terms of the challenges that they're still facing with OpenStack? And what does that do in terms of driving priorities for your team as well as our influence across the broader community?
People still need it to be easier.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to install easier. It needs to do upgrades easier. So we do have a significant effort that Intel is involved in that have identified a lot of the issues that we hear from our predominantly private enterprise customers. And it is around rolling upgrades, ease of use, installability. We do a lot of effort on making sure that Intel features are exposed. There's also a lot of work that we're doing in continuous integration. When somebody makes a change in OpenStack, you actually want to be able to run that code in an environment to know if it broke anything.
Right.
Which is a methodology for continuous integration. Those are areas that we definitely are heavily involved in.
Intel made an announcement this week, a new project called Clear Containers. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Clear Containers, making a more secure environment for our users to use in this cloud area. It's using Intel VTX technology. If you go in the pros and cons of using containers versus virtualization, speed and boot time is actually one of the considerations. So we can bring up a virtualized environment to OS in, I think it's less than 500 milliseconds, and it's taking approximately 18 megabytes of memory.
Wow. How has the response been at the show? Have we received a lot of interest on that?
Surprisingly, a lot of interest. I think because security concerns have really plagued containers, people are going, hey, what's Intel doing and what did you do with virtualization and you made it go really, really fast. It's of great interest to them and people have stopped by and seen that demo.
You also participated in a diversity summit at the OpenStack event and then you were actually part of the video that was played in the Intel keynote this week. What do you think about the importance of diversity within open source communities in particular and why is this something that Intel is choosing to focus on today?
Diversity is extremely important. Open source is being contributed to by millions of people around the world. So you are hitting every diverse population out there. When you're bringing in diverse population into the projects and the groups, you're getting other ideas and other viewpoints that you might not have originally gotten because they're not part of your population, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important. I think bringing together the women of OpenStack is really important because we need to continue to address the way women specifically work in the tech industry. By reaching out and making these connections and networking within the women of OpenStack, you instantly have somebody to connect with, go talk to. And so it definitely makes a more friendly environment for women to work in.
You've been in this arena for a long time. What does it compare like today to when we started in open source 15 years ago?
I've worked at Intel for 20 years. When I started, there were, of course, less women. But more and more, probably over the last 5 years, what I've actually seen is when we're doing hiring, for example, I've noticed more and more diverse candidates. More and more women that are quite excited about the work that they're doing. And we as women are huge consumers, so we should be making the technology that we're using. Take your phone, right? And you're connecting your phone to some backend. Well, these are the women of OpenStack that are actually making the software that we're connecting to backends.
Right.
There's a lot of satisfaction in that, that we're actually creating this technology.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time out of your schedule today to share this message with the folks who couldn't join us in Vancouver.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.